Hey everyone! Welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. I'm Eileen Jones, one of the editors of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. How does the portrait world within the Harry Potter books work? Here are some things that I wonder about. Are all of the paintings connected, just one painting blending seamlessly into the next? Or is there blank space equal to the distance from painting to painting in between each? Can the portrait inhabitants walk up, down, left, or right into any painting in that direction? Or do they need to find paintings that go along staircases to get to the portraits on the other floors? What about portraits that can travel to their secondary portraits? Is there a separate door that they go through? Does this door just appear once their second portrait is finished? Phineas Nigellus's portrait was empty at Grimmauld Place. We could hear him snigger and snore from his frame in the headmaster's office. What happened to the painted version of him for the portrait in Grimmauld Place? When it was finished, does this door appear in both portraits? Both versions of Phineas open the door simultaneously and then slowly merge into one, leaving one occupied frame and one empty one? How do inanimate objects and perishables work in the portrait world? The fat lady and Violet get drunk on some wine. Where did this wine come from? Is the only food and drink available the food and drink that is painted into the portrait world, and then once it's consumed, is gone forever? Or was there a painting of a vineyard with workers that harvest the grapes, and then a painting of a wine factory so that it could be produced within the portrait world? We know portraits can consume and contain knowledge to pass on to others, most specifically headmaster or headmistress portraits. But is this limited to the mentality of the portrait when it is painted? For instance, is a portrait of a baby limited to the capacity of a real baby? Or can this baby learn to talk and interact like an adult over time? We'll probably never learn the answers to these questions, but it sure is fun to picture it all in our heads. That's it for this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Potter memorabilia, and who doesn't, you can get your wands, scarves, sweets, jewelry, and more by operating over to www.magicalley.co.uk. There you can shop to your heart's content. That's Magic Alley with an EY at the end. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. That's it for this time. Apparating out.